Hey, Phil.
Hey, Ben. What's up?
We got a new song. Remember that song from Kayla Ray that we said we were going to play?
Yeah, I was wondering because this episode just started without the theme song, and I was really confused.
Yeah, I know you're confused. Behind the scenes, it's ready. Have you listened to it?
Yes, I have.
And it's beautiful.
She's great.
She's great. You're great. I'm not sure about me, but it is a beautiful song. We're going to play it in its entirety for this episode, just so you guys get a flavor of it. And we'll splice it up to make it a little shorter for future episodes. But here it is. Wait, do we have a name for the song, Phil? What's the name of the song?
I don't know. Did Kayla not name it?
Come on, man. Well, I'm Phil, the anthem of Phil T. Engineer.
That's bad.
Here it is.
Nope.
No, here it is. Here it is.
Clean your gun and tune your bow. We're the Hunting Collective Show. Calling hunters new and old. The Hunting Collective Show. Working pick and shovel or working pen in hand, we congregate now as lovers of the land. Mindful and we're focused, we're just living for the search. Dreaming of a fire and a salty gilbert, but we ain't coming back till it's cold and late. We're taking it slow so we can shoot straight. Clean your gun, tune your bow, we're the Hunting Collective Show. Calling hunters new and old. Ain't no cult, I'm told. Where no one's too good and we're all good enough. We got fealty engineer calling any shooter's bluff. Hard times calling and bitter vegans crying. Remember there's always been O'Brien. Ruled by reason is our collective fate. Taking it slow so we can shoot straight. Clean your gun and tune your bow, we're the Hunting Collective Show. Calling hunters new and old, the Hunting Collective Show. Where facts are facts and opinions are subjective, you're listening now to the Hunting Collective.
Hey everybody, welcome to another episode of the Hunting Collective. I am, of course, Benjamin Patrick O'Brien. And Phil the Engineer's here. Phil, say hello.
Hey, Ben, how are you?
I'm good. I'm feeling really excited about this episode, but we've just listened to Kayla Ray's The Ode, the anthem of Phil T. Engineer for the very first time. That just like gets my blood up. I'm ready. It's almost like a goblin turkey's at like 80 yards, and we just got to get him the rest of the way. That's what this show is going to be for me. But, I just got to tell you, this show's a little bit different. We're not going to have like a real, we're not going to have a guest from Cornell University. Let me just say that. Our guest is probably smarter than one James Tantillo, but we're not going to have the regular show format. We're going to talk about, I feel the need, Phil, to address the chapter formation of THC, the chapters that have formed in almost a ton of states. We'll find out the exact numbers here in a minute, but I feel a need to address that topic and give everybody all the information they need, probably too much information, to join these chapters if you would like, and then we can move forward from there. But I just felt like we needed to have a whole episode really talking about what's happening over on Mark Zuckerberg's Facebook. Phil, have you joined the Montana chapter yet?
No, I am not on Facebook, Ben.
Son of a bitch. What in the hell, Phil? Would you consider lighting up a Facebook page just for this purpose, like Phil the Engineer? Probably going to need to have a fan page or maybe some sort of live video game streaming thing that you do.
I'm willing to create kind of like a pseudo, very light account for this purpose. I'm not going to, there'll be no pictures of me. I won't even use my real name. I don't even think you can do that on Facebook, but I'm going to.
What about Mango?
Sure.
Does he get to be in there?
If you see Mango T Engineer on Facebook, that's actually me.
Boy, Mango T Engineer, that's a t-shirt maybe. We have so many talented illustrators out there. If somebody wants to illustrate Mango T Engineer, I would happily make a t-shirt out of that. But that's what we're going to do, Phil. So we need you to get involved. At this point, I've kept you at arm's length from the chapters because I didn't want you to get too excited about what we were doing and try to take control, because I know that's how you like to do.
But that's right.
It's happening. It's like an underground movement. But a lot of people are talking about it. So I want to keep it underground, but for the listeners of this podcast, we're now joined by I'm not sure how to introduce this guy. Luke, I'm not sure how to introduce you. You did tell me that you and your lovely wife, Lisa, are the first family of THC. Do you want to expound upon that at all?
Well, I'm just, I just don't think that any of the other guys that are running these state chapters probably even ran by who they were going to marry, you know, to you or Phil. I mean, how many of their wives do you know? I wouldn't call that dedication. I mean,
that is a point.
They could have just married any old lady and just without even consulting you. And I mean, I don't think that would be the proper thing for a follower of his cult to do.
Yeah, no, I agree with you. I agree with you a lot. I mean, even if people came to be followers of the cult with current wives, we should have some sort of review process.
Exactly.
To approve those wives. So, you know, I know you did call out Eric Hall as not having done that. So I do want to officially say you're welcome if you'd like it to the first family moniker now. And, you know, if you should have additional offspring in the future or offspring, you know, your first offspring, we can then talk about how that works at that point. But you're welcome to have that. So let's make that official. Phil, can you give your blessing, please?
Oh, of course. Yeah.
Oh, awesome. Well, all right,
thank
good.
You, Phil. So good. Luke Reeves in Nebraska, you are officially the Nebraska chapter leader.
Yep.
And the first father of THC.
Yeah.
That's fine. Let's go with that. So you're here too. I asked on we've created a Facebook page just for the leadership of our chapter group and our cult. And I asked you to represent that leadership group that I think now is 34, 35 people, something like that, to address the entire audience about what's going on, what's been progressing here, how the other people can get involved. There's a lot of questions that we have, people I'm sure will have. What is this? Why are you doing it? The question I've asked many times, is it legal? Are we in any legal trouble? Can we all get arrested? And is there Kool-Aid? All these things that we need to be asking. So I did send you like a list of questions, but first, just describe like why you want to do why you want to be a part of this thing that we're embarking on and what it means to you. Because there were a lot of people, more than I thought, posting on our little Facebook group about how much this meant to them. And I take that very seriously, take that to heart as much as it's hard for me to be serious on this topic. I do take to heart that, you know, people gathering and connecting over this particular topic is important. So give the people kind of how you came to want to do all this.
Well, I grew up in a small town in Nebraska. Just about everybody that I was friends with grew up hunting. You know, I went out with my dad. I did that kind of thing. But as we grew up, you know, around there, it's all everybody goes out to, you know, their uncle's pasture. Or their cousins got a cornfield where they accidentally missed, you know, the auger wagon with the combine. So there's a nice grain pile out there. And it essentially kind of turned into basically wherever you could park your truck. You know, if you could park your truck closest to the grain pile, you'd be the guy that got the best deer. And so I just kind of got away from it as I got older, got out of hunting and everything. I actually majored in wildlife and natural resources at the University of Kearney, because I met a group of guys there when I went that did like hunting, and they kind of had the same sort of way, like to look at it the same sort of way. That, you know, it wasn't fun just to go out and shoot your deer. You know, it wasn't fun just to go. It wasn't just about that. It was about going and being out in nature. It was kind of getting back to the old ways of hunting where, you know, you went a lot of spot and stock. I don't even have very many friends in hunting stands anymore. So I really liked that. But then, of course, you know, I grew up watching them. I'd wake up on Saturday mornings and watch all the hunting shows and kind of the hunting media that was out there. And, you know, there's only so many episodes you can watch of guys, you know, thanking the good Lord that the big white egg walked up under their feet. And, you know, they just keep doing those same episodes. But then, you know, I actually saw you on Joe Rogan telling the story about seeing that baby up in the mountains and the wolf that wasn't
there. Oh, yeah. Before.
And so that actually drew me to you through Joe Rogan. So I started listening to the Hunting Collective. As soon as you started posting up episodes and stuff, I think I've had it on my phone. I think it's one of my longest recurring podcasts. And, you know, I'm obviously a member of like BHM, a member of Rocky Mountain Elk Foundation, National Wild Turkey Association, all those things. And, you know, there's even some local ones like the Nebraska Big Game Conservation Association and things like that. And I always kind of like those, but they always kind of all seem to be the same thing. You know, it's come buy a raffle for a gun, eat a meal, and that's pretty much what it is. And what I saw with this was an opportunity for us to, you know, really have a bunch of like-minded individuals get together and focus on what we really want to do, which is to recruit key people hunting. I think if I would go as far as to guess what our goal would be for this group, it would be that, you know, in a couple years, we can look and notice the difference of the amount of hunters that are out there in every state, the amount of people that are actually starting hunting from new, you know, to be a new hunter. And that's kind of what I'm going for in it. And what brought me to it is the opportunity to just get new people out hunting and get people back into it, because that's what it did for me, is it got me back into it and showed me how great it can be looking at it through a different lens and a more educated kind of, like you said, a more nuanced way of looking at hunting. And I would like to, you know, bring that to as many people as we can.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, we were talking about this on our leader admin page there about how it's kind of hard to see. I mean, it's hard to see generational change in anything, really, until you're a few, maybe at least a few generations out from that change. Then you can start to see how things have shifted. But from the work that I've done in the seat that I sit in, I can tell you that there is real shift coming from emergent hunters and people that are brand new and bringing their own heritage to it that's way different than what I came up in or what even you came up in, because I also watched ESPN outdoor shows every Sunday morning when they came on. And I remember the day when those got canceled. And I remember thinking, you know, things are changing. I was just newly in the hunting industry, in fact, when they got canceled. And so I feel like things have changed, for many years. But now we've seen with this show and with other things that we do, there's a lot of you out there listening that are brand new to this. And so every step you take towards our community with your own perspective, you're going to change the tide. You're going to change the foundation on which we stand. So I think that's a big part of why anybody would want to join something like this. So I appreciate that. And we were saying that to Jim Fleischer on, he wrote a message about that last night to us, about exactly that. So if you want to be, let's start by saying, if you want to be a leader, you won't find me particularly, me personally, maybe you'll find Mango the Engineer on some of these chapter pages. Phil, do you feel like when you create your page that you'll visit the chapter pages and grace them with your effervescent presence and soul?
Yeah. I know. Oh yeah, of course. I'll check in, see what's up, say hey. This whole thing is just, yeah, it's really cool, Ben. And I think, I don't know if I'm going too far as to say it might be the coolest thing to come out of this podcast.
I don't know, man. You're pretty cool. Like,
oh yes, people... and, yeah, that's right. I did come out of this podcast. You're right.
Yeah, you were nothing before this. but you know what is also cool? You got to play video games with
that is
listeners
a great point.
That came out of this.
Never mind. I take it back. Me finding a Destiny 2 friend to play with. That was the coolest thing to come out of this podcast.
Yes. All right, man. Well, let's try to start at a point that makes sense. Again, to recap for everyone, we made a joke about possibly having a regional chapter when we had a gentleman in the Blue Ridge Mountains that needed help, and we had so many people put their hand up to help him. I made the joke that, oh, that could be our first regional chapter. And if you'll allow me to fast forward to this moment, here we are. that's how this began. Now, where we are... You're here, Luke, to represent all the leaders of our chapters. So we have a lot of questions about, like, where are we? I lost track of where we were long ago. And I'm hoping you've been keeping track. How many actual Facebook pages are out there that are Hunting Collective chapters?
We have 39 pages, but Nevada has a chapter leader without a page yet. So that'll bring us to 40. So then we'd only have 10 states that weren't represented. Shout out to Patrick from Alabama for throwing together our Google Doc sheet that's got all of our information. Where we can track all that stuff.
Can you believe that, Phil? We got a Google Doc.
Wow.
Would you like to be a part of that Google Doc? I mean, you're welcome to. You're invited. You don't have to be. It's an open invite if you would like to be added to the Google Doc.
Oh yeah, of course. Throw me on that dock, baby.
All right. We're getting somewhere. All right, Luke. So we have 40 pages now. Do we have like a total membership number? Now, I would counsel. I have yet to counsel all the leaders that I do feel as though we should grow very slowly. Like, yes, we should take this very. We don't want this to be a thing just for anybody to come in that wants to, as we've seen already, like get dope on a good hunting spot or just, you know, just come in to sell their wares or whatever it might be. So I would counsel everyone, let's grow slowly. But we got to start somewhere. So where are we right now with those pages?
Well, I actually posted that on our admin Facebook group. We had a guy that was already trying to schedule a local public lands cleanup. And I said, I don't even think we know how we're supposed to get members yet, let alone, you know, get people to go and clean public land. So I think you should slow down. But as of right now, we're at 866 total members. California is leading that with 202 members. And that's a shout out to Jordan Rigsby and Nuri Hong. After that, we got Wisconsin with 87. Arizona's got 84. And then Washington and Colorado both have 76. Those are that'd be the five biggest chapters. Here in Nebraska, we've got 23. I've noticed a lot of guys in the bigger states with a lot of members are starting to double up, or even some chapters are talking about getting three guys to be kind of the admin, kind of the mentors of the mentors. What I did in Nebraska is everybody I added when I started the group was somebody who I would consider an expert in some aspect of the outdoors. I got really lucky. One of my old friends is a guy named Jordan Namath, and he actually works with he's worked with Cabela's and he works with Pheasants Forever. And he's got his own, I think they've got their own clothing brand called Audi Obsession, but he's he's worked with these big companies before, and he knows how to kind of draw members in and stuff like that, especially coming in from Pheasants Forever. And he's a huge fan of the podcast. And so when I reached out to him and talked to him about kind of helping me with his page, he just freaked out. And so he's pretty excited. And I'm pretty excited about that because he's one of the best hunters I've probably ever met in my life, just in the way he does it. He's got young kids and he finds a way to get them out there into the outdoors with them, and they have success. And I think just a lot of people our age who are wanting to get into emergent hunting will be able to learn a lot from him. And I know a lot of other guys in other chapters are starting out doing that too, as they're trying to reach out to guys who know probably more than them. Almost everybody I reached out to knows more about hunting or fishing or anything than me. Nobody in Nebraska knows more about gardening and canning than me, though, so I can be the expert in that and help people with that stuff.
That's right, man. I'll just like stumble through how to articulate how cool that is, but it is very cool. We've had a lot of people across, like a lot of people over time trying to even have people say like, here's the manifesto, here's the roadmap, here's what's possible. Right. And obviously, when you start something like this, you don't really know what the roadmap looks like, there are a number of questions, right? What are we trying to do? Like, what do we actually do? Are we just a bunch of people that want to hang out and go hunting? Have you thought about that at all? Have you talked to any other leaders of other chapters about this kind of stuff? Because I have, like I said, there's lots of posts on our Facebook page of people wanting to answer those things.
Well, what I always kind of went back to was that outdoor recreation adoption model, you know, the recruit, retain, reactivate. And I thought if we were going to take a look at anything in, you know, our group, it would be just focus on the recruit and then the reactivate. You know, our biggest focus would be on recruiting new people. And I think the best thing to do would be for people in these states, you know, the more experts you recruit, you have those experts go out and find people. Or, you know, they know people. Now with social media, you know, everybody's got 1,000 friends out there, and you'll be able to find, you know, people that are interested in some aspect of what we're doing in these groups. And I think that's a better way to grow organically than to just, you know, get on and add all your friends. And so I think that's what we're trying to do, and to recruit new members. And then people who are like me, who used to hunt when they were little kids, you know, they'll see, hey, these guys are starting this group and this is kind of what it's all about. And so they'll get back into it.
Yep. I like it. I mean, I did send out to all the leaders a few rules we live by and some of our rules for hunting and conservation. Again, I was, I'm going to say 3-4 White Claws deep. when I put these together as a bullet points. So, Phil, I'm going to need your reaction to this as well if you'd like to add anything. I really just want to engage you in this process because right now I feel like you're on the outside looking in and I need you here. I need you to be my confidant as always. Okay?
Ben, I appreciate you reaching out, but I, as I said on the podcast, probably too many times, I don't know if I'm the person to,
damn it, Phil,
to be doing that.
Quiet.
There's a time and place for the non-hunter's perspective. This I'm going to step aside.
I'm going to tell you to be quiet right now, and then I'm going to bring you back in later, and you're going to have a different attitude. Okay?
Yes, sir.
All right, come back later when you're ready to play ball. Luke's ready. He's ready. He's calling his friends up, man.
I love it.
You need to be doing the same. I'll get you a shirt. You need to be, if you could take Mango to the veterinary, you need to be recruiting people in all areas of your life. And I need you to be fired up. But anyway, here are the rules we live by. At least I live by. And if other people would like to live by them, that's fine. Number one, and again, I was half lit when I wrote these. Always actively challenge your own beliefs and the beliefs of your community. Remain open to nuance and skeptical of pandering bullshit. Seek out your own biases and understand their impacts on your worldview. And finally, never take yourself too seriously because those first three can be real problematic if you yourself are an asshole. So don't do that. Here are the rules. When I think of hunting and conservation, this is how I personally think of it. When it comes to wildlife conservation, we use the North American model as our guide, as in the guardrails, not the Bible, but the guardrails certainly is an imperfect model, so we can kick it in its teeth when we need to. Second to that is a hunter's goal should be to maintain the health of the ecosystem in which he or she hunts. Pretty simple. We must prioritize fair kill over fair chase and never shy away from discussing the ethics and morality of our actions. Number four, hunting should always be viewed as the sustainable use of a natural resource. And number five, the hunting community should strive to be inclusive by promoting a diversity of ideas and backgrounds. So those rules govern the way I've come to think of it. Those rules are subject to change daily, hourly. Should Phil send me a cool link of something to read, I'm willing to change them at any time. But that's that's how I approach them at this point. And I think it's as we start these chapters and we start down this road, it's important to understand kind of the origin story of why we are doing this. So what other things we need to do on here, Luke? What do we need to tell people? We need to tell people how to find these pages, that's for sure, and how they can get up and who the leaders are. So you want to just run us down the list of, let's call out our chapter leaders if we can. Do you have that? And then also kind of how they can search and find their state chapter page.
Give me just a second here.
Phil, you fill in this moment, Phil, with some commentary.
All right. Oh. So,
thank
sorry,
you, Luke.
Phil.
Quiet, go ahead.
Quiet, quiet, Phil. Let Luke talk. Stop interrupting him.
So we got these now in alphabetical order. Alabama, you're going to go with Patrick Ray, and that's going to be, all of these are going to be called the Hunting Collective and then your state's chapter outside of a few. We have the Blue Ridge, we have the Coastal Plains, North Carolina, Mid-Atlantic, we have a military chapter, the Mountain West, New England. Those are all going to be grouped together, and those are all going to have specific leaders as of right now. As of right now, we don't have any leaders for either of the Dakotas. So what we've been talking about is me taking over the South Dakota one until we can find somebody to get up there. We're also thinking about putting North Dakota in with Minnesota. But I'll read you guys the states and their leaders now. We have Alabama. We have Patrick Ray, Alaska. We have A.B. Rich, Arizona. We have Mark Dill, Arkansas. We have Jacob Davis, Blue Ridge. That's North Carolina. We have Eric Hall, the man, the myth, the legend himself. That would probably be your inaugural chapter. That would be the Phil Taylor Memorial chapter.
Memorial?
I don't know. What do you call it when they're still alive? All I know is memorial. I don't know. How do you well, honor someone that's awesome and still alive? I don't know.
I like Memorial. It's looking into the future. It's this planning for the future.
That's right.
Hey, I'll tell you what. When you name your first turkey, then that inaugural chapter will be named after your first turkey, and it can be the blank Turkey Memorial Chapter.
Oh,
in honor
that's
of
a
that
great
first
idea.
Turkey.
See, look at that's this. That's a great stop idea. Stop asking me for ideas, Ben. Ask Luke for the ideas.
Hey, Luke, do you have any engineering skills, podcast engineering skills?
Absolutely none.
I like what you're bringing to the table here. Okay, continue. Please continue.
But then, you know, California right now is our heaviest hitter. It's got literally a quarter of our total membership is just out of that state. And they've got Jordan Rigsby and Nuri Hong. Nuri Hong is also a member of the Nebraska chapter. He's got a Facebook page called Emergent Hunter, Phil.
Yeah. And so I want to read something. Thank you for that, because I want to read something that he wrote here when you're done. But I was going to ask you who that exactly was.
Yeah,
but,
because I blocked him like three times, and I was like, no, ISIS, stay out of my page, ISIS. This is so fake. That doesn't even make sense. But it wasn't.
He does. Okay, it's good. Bad. It's good to know that's who that is, because he had been posting it a couple of times that I didn't know.
Yeah. And then we do have chapters down here in the United States, but we also are a multi-nation group. It would be multinational group because we do have two Canadian chapters. They're led by Dave Campbell and Dan Kohler. Then we have a Coastal Plains of North Carolina chapter, which is Reed Jarrell. We have Colorado. That's Ryan Sapena. I'm going to butcher his last name. Sapena. Sapena.
Sapena. Yeah.
Sapena. Oh. Like
no,
court.
I'm just saying, like, I know. I'm just, that's how just how I say it. It could be Sapena.
I don't know.
That's just how I say it.
Florida has got a guy named Mark Ernest. Phil, he did actually just start Facebook for this group. He is one of the few people that I didn't let him in the admin group because I was like, oh, created 19 minutes ago with zero friends. You're definitely not a bot. So I blocked him. So people are doing that, Phil. It's all a cool thing. It's worth it to let the government track you to be a part of this group. Georgia's leader is Mike Morris. And then we go all the way down to Iowa, and that is Jim Fleissner.
Yep.
We got Kansas is Kelsey Guy. We've got Michigan, that's Keith Sprague. Our military chapter is Eric Jobber. We've got Minnesota, that's Derek Storkel. Missouri is Greg Moon and Ben Peterson. Nebraska, which it's just me as of right now, but I will probably ask a guy named Jordan Namath to help me with that, especially if we take over South Dakota, which, by the way, shame on Spencer Newharth. I don't know. Phil ran away, but I was going to say, if he did end up giving one of those koozies from our wedding, take it back, because he doesn't have a group, so he doesn't deserve it.
I was very surprised. And let me just say that I may have missed an email from someone in South Dakota. Like, I had a lot of emails. So there may be somebody that, if you're listening to this and you're mad at us, like, just write back in and tell me, hey, I had my hand up and you missed me.
Yeah.
But I haven't seen anything from either of the Dakotas, which I love hunting in your states, especially the southern one. And I was very disappointed in all of you in the Dakotas. Sam Soholt is over there. I don't understand.
I don't understand. I have a friend that played, was actually Carson Wentz's backup at North Dakota State. And he hunts and stuff. And I sent him all the information about it, and he hadn't done anything. So, boo.
Oh, well, maybe we'll get Carson Wentz. Maybe we'll get Carson Wentz eventually.
We could pull him off of his TV show.
Yeah, man can dream. I mean, I think he wears Sitka. Boo to that. Can't do that. Hey, by the way, I'm looking at my emails now. We have an Australian, somebody with their hand up in Australia, Luke. I'm going to connect you with Zach. He's Aussie Arrow on Instagram. He said, "Good day, Ben." I'm not going to read it, but he said, "Good day, Ben." So I just have to say it that way. He emailed me about becoming the chapter leader of Australia, mate. Been listening since episode 3 or 4 and think the discussions you have and the people you have on are very beneficial. I don't always agree with them, but I love what you're doing. I'd like to be a part of it. So I'm going to send you his email, Luke.
All right. We will throw that shrimp on the Barbie. And then we've got Nevada. Their leader is Jared Adams. Then New England is Dwayne Tribner and A.B. Rich. I imagine that they will probably end up getting some guys to help them, as that's 4 states they've got in there. New Mexico is Michael Noss and Sean Minucci. That's a good one. New York is Martin Resnick. Ohio is Brian Howell. Oklahoma is Aaron Shaw. Pennsylvania is Mike Barrick. South Carolina is Ryan Waters. Tennessee is Callan Harrell. Utah is BJ Trickler. Washington is Chris Stalker. And Wisconsin are Mike Peterson and John Stelflew. And that would be all of your chapters that are up and running right now as of today on Facebook. So,
yep. And I don't like Phil, we could, I mean, we chose Facebook just because it's the easiest thing, but Phil, I mean, we could do something different for you. We're willing to change this up. Like, it's all about.
No, no. I will make a THC chapter burner account. I'm fine. I'm totally fine with that.
Okay, good. Mango the engineer. I like it. All right. Well, that's awesome, man. I mean, for that to come together that quickly, it is amazing to me. And I was telling Eric Hall, doing some messaging back and forth with him, that it's just, he said, well, you didn't know you were so popular. I was like, I don't know if that's the case, but I feel like this is a good representation of where a lot of people are at in our space. And when we try to define like our own lane within hunting, this is a good way to define the fact that a lot of people are either looking to bring in new folks or are new folks themselves that are in need of a mentor. And so I know we're talking about how you get that generational perspective of where you sit and what you bring to the party. I think this particularly is something that shows exactly what a lot of people need and what they want and where their heads are at. I'm going to find this post by Nuri Hong. I was confused that it was Emergent Hunter for a while. I'm like,
yeah,
wonder who that is. But I think Nuri made a good post about a manifesto or a roadmap for what's possible. He said, if I may be so bold, I'd like to posit a scaffold for an ambitious vision. This is coming from the perspective of a non-hunter aspiring to be a future mentor. I believe my journey and my evolution in beliefs and perspectives represent a data point of N equals one for the feasibility of this plan. I like his approach. I'm assuming this data point will be explained in time. He said, one, establish ourselves. Become the regional platform for new hunters. Ben, the leader, has outlined the core principle we will live by. The group has already begun to do amazing things in less than 72 hours. Our mentorship is exponential at this point, and we need to keep going. Thanks to Patrick Ray for creating an amazing tracker. We've mentioned that. Number two, build the army. Mentor and educate emergent hunters on all aspects of hunting and conservation, land policy, environmental policy, wildlife management, ethics, etc. Within our network, we will be the leading hunting mentors and conservationists in each regional/state chapter. We will actively recruit these people to join. At some point, our membership will become compelling for others to use as a platform for education. Three, deploy the army. Let's be honest. Emergent hunters are often stereotyped as democratic hunters. This is 100% true for a state like California, where I live. I was called this once by a very generous local mentor. He loves folks like us, quote unquote, and has taken many on hunts, even ones who wore man buns in their hair. His words, not mine. I do not rock a man bun. That's good to know. Although this is a judgment-free zone all the way around. Man buns are welcome, right, Phil?
I would say they're encouraged from here on out. Okay, I'm adding to the list. Bullet point seven, man bun required.
No. Nope, Luke. That's, nah. Don't let him do this to us, Luke.
I can't get on board with you there, brother.
Okay. I can go video games, but I can't go man buns.
Video games are awesome. So,
Nuri continues, the point of all of this, our army is a bridge to people who do not hunt. Who do not understand hunting ethics, who do not understand how conservation works, who do not understand land policy, and do not understand everything else, etc. Essentially, this was me before I started this journey. What I've learned has changed my worldview. We can use this army as a voice for educating others and crossing the political bridge. We can unite what is divided in the name of conservation and wildlife management policy. We don't have to convert everyone to become hunters. We don't want that, but we can get them to like us and to become allies on common causes. We can use our army to achieve this. Create the THC emergent hunting training ranches for wildlife conservation. Think back 40 for new hunters. Establish a new nonpartisan political movement, the Land and Nature Party. Elect the presidential ticket of Ranella/Latvian Eagle in 2024. Select Ben, the leader, for Secretary of Interior. Who is in? Phil, are you in for all of that? There's six really important points there, bud.
Yeah.
Why are you laughing?
Yeah, sure. I mean, I think there might be some competition for Secretary of the Interior.
Who was second? Was that Cal? Was it second?
Yeah, yeah. I was thinking Cal for interior. That doesn't mean there's not a spot for you though.
Yeah, I'll be maybe. I don't know what I'll be. I'll just be in there somewhere hanging out. I'd like to be maybe a lobbyist of some kind.
You'll be transportation like Pete Buttigieg. They just throwing him a bone. Here you go. You get transportation. Yeah.
Secretary of Education. How about that? Well, a lot of that, even though number six, I probably am not into. The other things, maybe not even number five. I don't think we need to start a land nature party, although that'd be fun. Particularly what Nuri's saying around deploying this activity is important to me. And to get it out there and to have people understand that there's a common cause here, regardless of however you label yourself or are labeled by others. So I like that. There's a bunch of other really important messages from people who are just talking about how this has made them feel. I want to read John Stelflu. I'm sorry, everyone. I'll always get your name wrong. That's just how it is. It's kind of a rite of passage here for me to fuck up your name. He said, "Hey, everyone, I just want to take a minute and talk about what has happened in the last few days. I've been doing this hunting and fishing thing for about 40 years. This quote-unquote thing has re-energized me. I was telling Mike Peterson, the other Wisconsin chapter leader, that I'm as excited for this as I was when I booked my first paying guide date for muskie fishing years ago. As the last few days have went on, I feel like every one of us could show up at an outing and shake hands and talk like we've been friends for years. I think we're all coming at this hunting and fishing thing from just about the same place. Thanks for doing this. I'm likely the old man river in this group, but hey, someone has to be. I really believe we can make a difference, even if it is just picking up some trash in a parking lot. This is going to be a hell of a lot of fun." Yeah, man. I just want to make sure that like those words are probably more important than any words that I could say. And I said this on the page there that gives me a little bit of hope for the future and some satisfaction in the work. So hope that does for everybody else. Now, anything else that I'm missing, Luke, before we get to our little, the way we're going to round this all out and give people a chance to do something cool?
No.
Did we miss anything here?
I think we got it pretty much all squared away. One thing I had talked about doing with Jordan here in Nebraska that I was going to try to get your blessing for or see what you thought about it is a lot of guys just on the group have been talking about how to get membership and things like that. And I happen to be lucky enough that just through the kind of connections I made in college and stuff, I've got friends that work in the Rocky Mountain Elk Foundation and then at work in Pheasants Forever and things like that. And so what Jordan and I were thinking about doing is either having like a podcast or a vlog that would just be talking to these groups about how they recruit, you know, how do you go about having an auction? How do you go about having a fundraiser? How do you work on your membership? When do you start, you know, when do you start looking for dudes? When do you start, you know, trying to, you know, actually like have projects that you're going to do that'll be in your name? Do you need to be an LLC? All those kinds of things that you don't really think about when you just want to get a bunch of people together who like to hunt and to get people to start hunting. So yeah. I don't know. It would be one of those things. We'd probably just make it available to the guys that are on our Facebook pages and on our thing. And we would just talk to them and like, that would just kind of be a thing we would do to try to make it easier. Cause I don't know, mostly for me, because I don't have any idea how to recruit. I don't know how to do anything like that to get new people to come on. I think that's the problem is, a lot of us are really good at kind of, understanding what this is about, but not a lot of us really know how to go about making it happen. And so that's kind of something that I would like to learn how to do, because I think this could be huge. I think this could be our version of the Rocky Mountain Elk Foundation, of that. We could be that big just with the momentum that we have kind of with everything that you guys going. I think we could draw in members, the right kind of members, and do just huge things. I mean, look at the way that we affect the ballot box now, just by you guys bringing up bills and stuff, you know, on your podcast. And just imagine now if you've got a whole group to go with that podcast to help get these, you know, the bad bill roundup, get all of those thrown out. And I just think that, you know, the sky could really be the limit with this. And I'm just so excited to be a part of it. I'm just super stoked.
Can't I love say it. Phil, do we need to get, we should probably get a lawyer, huh? Legal representation.
Luke, the ambition is incredibly inspiring. That's, I mean, like, and I'm, I at first I was going to like say something sarcastic here about a lawyer and how, you know, meat eater should probably, have a meeting with Steve or somebody, but I don't know, man. That's just, that's just a great thing to strive for. And I don't have anything, snarky to say. I don't.
Listen, this, when you start down a path like this, you just got to keep going forward. That's the best you can do. That's about all you can do.
Yeah.
So we'll keep doing that. But yes, we're absolutely want to feed. I sit on the board of directors for BHA, and we've seen this exact thing happen in that group. Like, you get, people are passionate about this thing. They're passionate about gathering. And you just have to let that passion lead the way. And, you know, every once in a while you'll trip and fall down, but as long as you have that passion, you can get back up. So one thing that we're going to try to do for everybody is we're going to have a little, we're going to call it a field days program, because obviously this all started because somebody needed a mentor and everybody listening to this podcast wanted to step up, or a large number of people wanted to step up. So that was, yeah, kind of the beginning here. So hat tip to that beginning. We want to start a field days program. Now, this is, each of the chapter leaders will be running this themselves, and they'll be compiling things. So if you're not in these Facebook pages and part of the conversation, you're going to miss out. But we do this at Meat Eater, and we did this with First Light internally, but it's something I think we can make work for this whole thing. And basically, we're going to do something called, I guess I'll call it field days, but it could be, tell me, it's right into THC to Meat Eater, and tell me there could be something cooler for a name. Maybe Phil has a name. The inaugural Phil T. Engineer Mentor Contest Memorial Tournament.
Yeah, we'll turn that into an acronym. Yeah. It'll be fine.
We'll workshop it. Anyhow, what this is going to do is incentivize people to go out there. At the very least, go out there and teach people what they need to know about hunting. Bring new people in and then teach them. That's basically what we're going to do as a foundational effort here. So here's how it's going to work. If you go out, if you are a member or are you're part of a Facebook page for one of the 40 plus chapters we've got going out there, and you join and you take someone hunting, someone brand new, they don't have to be brand new. They just have to be in need of membership. But brand new would probably be what we're shooting for. But somebody that's in need of mentorship, and you're out there and you're willing to do the mentoring, join one of these chapter pages. Take that person or persons hunting. Take a picture of yourself, send it in to that Facebook page that's associated with the state or regional chapter. Once you've done that, describe the hunt. What was the hunt about? Where did you go? How long? If you do an all-day hunt, you accumulate what we'll call two raffle tickets. If you do a half-day hunt or a part of a day hunt, you get one. Over time, each chapter will amass a number of, let's say, raffle tickets or days in the field. And each chapter will then be able to come to us at the end of the year and say, we've counted this many days mentoring in the field, and we will have five awesome prizes, including all types of things we're currently working out. Some chapter leaders had a bunch of good ideas for prizes. But at the end of the year, we'll draw these prizes based on the number of field days total for each chapter will be the number of raffle tickets you get in the hat. So then we will draw raffle tickets out of the hat. And if the chapter is drawn, the top mentor of that chapter will get that prize. So hopefully that's a little bit convoluted, Phil. Does that make sense to you? I know this is the first that you're hearing it. So as always, you're my proxy for everyone else listening.
No, that's a great idea.
Okay. Now we have a reason for being, right? We have the general reason that these chapters are built to mentor people, built to bring in new hunters. Along the way, as Luke mentioned, we're going to go probably down a million rabbit holes and have all kinds of things to figure out, but that's the basis. So if you join one of these Facebook pages, it doesn't take much. If you have to make a Facebook page, just do it. It's fine. Turn off the tracking and the data. Don't watch. What's that? Don't watch the social media dilemma or whatever that. Don't watch that because you won't want to join. But get in there and join. And then all you got to do is track your hunting with a new hunter and you'll be entered to win some cool stuff. And you'll be entered into an awesome program that kind of knows where it's going, but you'll be a part of the beginning of it. Any commentary, Phil? Official comments as an employee of Meteor Incorporated?
No, this was, I still can't believe this is happening. for something that started as a joke about a cult. I got so many messages from people back then saying, please tell Ben to stop with the cult bullshit. But I think it's flowered into something real. and you know, just below cult status. So I think we're in, I think we're clear. I think we're in, we're still green. Everything's fine. But it's I mean, honestly, it's wild to see this happen. Sometimes I forget the reach of your show, Ben, and everything that you've talked about on this podcast throughout the last couple of years. So it's cool. It's awesome.
Okay. Luke, anything?
Well, actually, we had some guys get locked out of their pages and stuff for using the cult language.
I know. It came back to bite us finally.
So to go back to what we were talking about at the beginning with, you know, the first family and everything, you had one guy on the page who said that we should change the name. And then you had another guy on the page who posted a GIF of William Wallace yelling hold and said, never give in to Facebook. And I would think that the guy who posted the GIF of William Wallace would be the guy you'd want to follow, you know, the leader probably of those fans, not the guy who suggested changing the name.
So, yeah.
I'm
picking up who that guy might have been.
Yeah. I mean, you know what I'm talking about.
Yeah. Listen, I, you know, I'm not going to let Zuckerberg hold us down. If we want to be a cult, it's just a word.
No, exactly.
It doesn't have to be a bad connotation, you know, just like AR-15 or trophy hunting. It's just a word.
Well, it's a group of crows is called a murder. No one gets mad at them for that.
Damn right.
Murder's
maybe we could be,
thing.
Yeah, we wouldn't be, you know, THE murder.
Yeah.
Like, we're not doing that. So you can be grateful for that. So, all right. Well, listen, if you're here for some kind of like, you know, in-depth conversation about a very important issue, I'm sorry. We took a break from that, but we felt like this needed to be addressed. This needed to be explained away, and we need to kind of set a path forward. So what we're going to do from now on in the show is give weekly updates. We're going to bring somebody on that's a leader. Gonna ask them what the hell's going on, what they're doing, why they're doing it, and we're gonna continue our little field days competition throughout the year, and we'll continue checking in and seeing where this goes. Eventually, we may have to have a lawyer on to give an official statement on behalf of Phil and I. I may be jailed, and you guys may have to bail me out. You might have to raise money via some sort of Venmo account or something. I don't know. This is just me. I'm just talking out loud, Phil. Just talking out loud, okay?
Well,
you got anything here?
Well, I mean, I got to say this. You say you're just talking this out. That was a lot of detail. It's almost like you've kind of, this is premeditated. Like you've run this through your head, and you've got some sort of master plan. Can you speak on that, please?
No comment, but okay. Every cult has a martyr, and if I got to go down, I'll go down to swinging. All right, Phil?
Sounds great. I'll miss you.
All right. Well, say bye to everybody and listen to, for the second time in this brief episode, Kayla Ray singing the Phil T. Engineer Memorial theme song for THC.
I swear to God, Ben, if someone plays this at my funeral, I'm going to be furious.
Say bye, Phil.
Goodbye.
Clean your gun and tune your bow, we're the Hunting Collective Show. Calling hunters new and old, the Hunting Collective Show. Working pick and shovel or working pen in hand, we congregate now as lovers of the land. Mindful and we're focused, we're just living for the search. Dreaming of a fire and a salty Gilbert. But we ain't coming back till it's cold and late. Taking it slow so we can shoot straight. Clean your gun, tune your bow, we're the Hunting Collective Show. Calling hunters new and old, ain't no cult I'm told. Where no one's too good and we're all good enough. We got fealty engineer calling any shooter's blood. Hard times calling and bitter vegans crying. Remember there's always been O'Brien. Ruled by reason is our collective faith. Taking it slow so we can shoot straight. Clean your gun and tune your bow, we're the Hunting Collective Show. Calling hunters new and old, the Hunting Collective Show. Where facts are facts and opinions are subjective. You're listening now to the Hunting Collective. collective.